Cambridge pubs and sports establishments are getting ready to greet local footy fans as the World Cup in Qatar kicks off on Sunday. Junior Sports Bar and Grill expects big crowds for the most prestigious soccer competition in the world. "We are expecting it to be packed in here, especially for Portugal games," said Maya Byris, who has worked at Juniors for the last 10 years. "Portugal, here is big, of course. Some people are booking for certain games, and some are booking for every game." Byris says some regular patrons have requested specific seats to watch their favorite team. "They are ready to go," Byris said. Junior Sports Bar and Grill is owned by the Byris brothers, and although Portugal might be favored to win, Byris says that everyone is welcome to celebrate the World Cup. "England and Canada fans are big this year, here too. Everyone will be here to celebrate and watch the games," Byris said. "I have worked during the World Cup before. There's so much excitement. When Portugal won the Euro Cup, that was huge, but soccer in general is huge here." Byris says that the bar may have its regulars, but she looks forward to seeing new faces during the month-long competition. "It's very welcoming and comfortable here," Byris said. "If it's soccer, it's always a full house in here, and everyone is welcome." The Black Badger British pub is gearing up for England's first game on Monday. Pub owner, Tommy Silcock, says he will be opening early. "We are expecting big crowds, sporadically. And closer to the end, I'm sure we will be seeing a lot more," Silcock said. "This place is authentic for an English bar. We're very soccer-oriented. We have the Premier League, the Champions League Cup, Europa Cup. We subscribe to all of the soccer TV networks. But this is the big one." For the World Cup, Silcock says that along with a number of TVs, the pub also has an 8-foot pull-down screen for those die-hard soccer fans who don't want to miss a moment. "And all of our sponsors such as Guinness, Labatt's, and Carlsberg, will have giveaways and scratch and wins during the World Cup too." The Duke and Duchess British pub in Cambridge is also busy making preparations. Just yesterday, pub owner Billy Fatkin received word that the pub will be allowed to serve alcohol at 7 a.m. for particular games. "All licensed bars and restaurants will be allowed to serve alcohol starting at 7 a.m. during the World Cup." The Registrar of the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, has approved the start of liquor service in the province at 7 a.m. for liquor sales licensees during the FIFA World Cup 2022 tournament, the AGCO posted on its site Friday. The approval is temporary and only for the duration of tournament play, which starts on November 20th and ends on December 18th. "So, that's fantastic. We will open early for certain games, such as England and Canada, of course," Fatkin said. "We expect and hope for big crowds. We will have full sound, full picture, full HD, giveaways, and food and drink specials during all of the games. It should be a fun month." There will be 32 teams taking part in the tournament. Who would Fatkin like to see win this World Cup? "England to go far, for us, is good for the pub. But as a Scotsman, you don't really want to see them win it," Fatkin said. "With Scotland out, I'm picking Argentina. But my grandfather was Belgian. So, I would like to see them win, and of course we would like to see Canada do well. Canada and US in the playoff round would be fantastic." Canada qualified for the Football World Cup for the first time in 36 years. The team's first game will be on November 23 against Belgium, which is ranked number 2 in FIFA men's rankings for international teams. Along with 6 televisions and a big screen with full sound, Fatkin says fans have much to look forward to with pub giveaways and food and drink specials during games. "If it's England or Canada, we'll be cheering. Whatever jersey you wear, we will cheer.